Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Derek Mosley. He is director of the Ernest J. Gaines Center here on the UL Lafayette campus. It's located in Dupre Library on the third floor. Ernest Gaines will be giving a reading on campus at the Gaines Center this Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I know you're very excited about it, and there's a lot of talk about it. People are thrilled that he's coming back to campus. It's been, I guess, a couple years.
Yes, 2 years.
All right. And you've been at the Gaines Center just a couple years as well.
Mm-hmm. 2 years.
Well, let's talk just a bit about your background. I think there are quite a number of people in our audience who may have heard your name associated with it when we announce things happening at the Gaines Center, but really don't know much about you. Tell us about your background. What did you study?
Okay. I studied archives management, and I have a master's in library science from Simmons College, which is in Boston. And before that, I did my undergrad work at Morehouse College in Atlanta, and I'm originally from Texas.
All right. And what encouraged you to go into archive management?
I did an internship where I went around Atlanta looking at different archives. So I went to the Coca-Cola Archives, Emory University, Spelman College, the State Archives. And I was really pleased to see that there was something to this and that there was a career to be had. And so I decided to go to library school.
I think a lot of people in our audience are thinking Coca-Cola has an archive. What would a corporation like Coca-Cola put in their archives besides old Coke bottles?
Actually, they do have every Coke bottle that's ever been issued, but mm-hmm. they keep promotional things. So they have ads going back from the founding of the company. They have the business records. They have all types of samples and things from other countries that have Coke products. So it's very interesting to understand that almost any place could have an archives.
Any corporation that has a history might have artifacts. That's very interesting. I'm sure that's piqued some people's interest. But then, of course, there are archives associated, but we don't generally think of archives in libraries and academic institutions as well, which is obviously where the Ernest J. Gaines Center is located. You have loved Ernest Gaines's writing for quite a while. When did you first encounter it?
I first encountered it right after undergrad. I picked up A Lesson Before Dying and read it and couldn't believe how awesome it was wanted to pass it on to everyone that I knew.
So you didn't read it first in high school or college?
No.
That's interesting. Maybe in Louisiana, he's on most high school reading lists.
Yes.
At some point.
I definitely think you come mm-hmm. across his work at a greater
maybe
volume.
A little earlier.
Yeah.
But the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman probably is on quite a number of reading lists around the country.
Yes, mm-hmm. and it's actually required in France. It's one of the books that that every high school student has to read before they take their examinations.
How interesting.
And I think because it really showcases American history, mm-hmm. you really get a good sample of what's going on in the country.
Well, what was your response when you first encountered Ernest Gaines? What was it that struck you?
How kind he was. I was very, very nervous. Mm-hmm. I think I had been here in Lafayette maybe 1 month, and I went out to his house with Marsha Godet, who was the director of the center. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just was speechless and nervous. Mm-hmm. And he was very warm and friendly and, you know, mm-hmm. talked about whatever was on TV or was in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Well, had you by that time read most all of his work?
Yes. Yeah. I was going through them rapidly.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your own reaction personally to those books. Obviously, in France, they think this is a really historical, social picture of the United States. But personally, how did you respond to his work?
You can really tell that there's something really, really behind the writing, that it's personal, that it's not just some story that was, in his head. You know, he really thinks about the characters and really thinks about people that he's met in the past and his family members and friends. And you see that come across when you read him.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's been writing over quite a span of time. His first books were published in the early 60s.
Early 60s.
And he's continuing to write today.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I think he's going to be reading from Works in Progress
yes.
on Wednesday.
Actually, two new works. And mm-hmm. One of the works he read 2 years ago, but he's completely reworked it. So it would be almost like hearing a brand new draft.
And that's interesting to hear about Ernest Gaines because at least when I'm reading his work, there is this incredible simplicity to his writing that feels so natural, that you would think it just comes, flows right off of his pen. But he works very hard at that simplicity.
Very hard. And and it really is evidenced in the archival collection that we have in the center. Mm-hmm. We have all of the manuscripts. So he usually writes a book entirely by hand on unlined yellow sheets of paper. So we have all of those pieces of paper. Then he will sometimes write it again. And then he'll type it on typewriter. So we have all of those stages where you can really see his progression of characters, his remixing things. You know, some of his novels have been written in with one narrator, and then he'll go back and make them multi-narrators.
Mm-hmm. So people can come to the center to do research. They can inquire about your holdings and get to see these yellow pieces of paper that he writes on.
They can.
Well, give us a sense of the holdings of the center. What do you all have?
So we have a large part of the collection are the manuscripts for the novels. We also have a collection of correspondence, letters that students have sent him. We have some of his material from when he taught classes. We have all of his different awards and different things in the center on display. So there's a variety of things in the collection, and there's lots of research to be done.
Now, he donated many of these pieces
to
the center?
He did.
Mm-hmm. And I think you even have a desk of his.
Yes, we have the desk that he wrote the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, and a chair.
And can people sit there?
No.
They can only look at it.
Yes.
They can stand next to it maybe and have their picture taken. Well, for those people who know his name and maybe know a couple of the titles that we're talking about, but not a whole lot else, can you tell us about the awards that he has won? Give us a sense of just how renowned and well-respected he is.
Okay. Well, this year he was actually awarded the 2012 National Medal of Arts, which will actually be on display at the reading. And he was awarded that by President Obama. He also has a National Humanities Medal, which was given by President Clinton. He is the recipient of a MacArthur Grant, which is also called the Genius Grant, as well as numerous other awards. He has 21 honorary degrees, which are on display in the center, as well as keys and things to cities and parishes and counties all over the country.
And I believe he won a Pulitzer.
No, he has been nominated.
He's been nominated for the Pulitzer. Okay. Any particular books that have been given awards? Obviously, Miss Jane Pittman.
Yes. Miss Jane Pittman and A Lesson Before Dying won the National Book Critics Circle Award.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And was also an Oprah Book Club selection.
Which could be the most, I guess, has the widest range of...
very large exposure.
Yes, yes. So I want to tell people who are just tuning in, my guest is director of the Ernest J. Gaines Center here on the UL campus, Derek Mosley. He's been director of the center for a couple years now and has overseen some of this collection, this growing collection at the Gaines Center. Ernest Gaines will be reading this Wednesday at the Dupre Library, Ernest J. Gaines Center. It's free and open to everyone.
Yes.
So anyone can go. And it's will he be signing copies of books? Will he have copies of
books to
sell?
He will sign books. And the UL Press will have This Louisiana Thing That Drives Me, which is a wonderful book of different things from the collection, photographs, quotes and things like that, which was made as a fundraiser for the center.
So
and they'll be on sale for $20.
Okay. And if people have a special book that they love by him in their own library, can they bring that to be signed?
They can.
Okay. So he will be there giving this reading. And as you mentioned, he'll be reading from two works in progress. One, can you describe those two pieces perhaps?
One is called The Man Who Whipped the Children.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one has a tentative title, The Woman with the Creole Daughters. And they're both set in Louisiana, and they have some of those authentic Gaines frameworks and details about Louisiana and Southwest Louisiana. And they're very interesting. They're more short stories that he's been expanding over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite book by Ernest Gaines?
Of Love and Dust.
Tell us about that book.
It's a great story. It really it's a love story, and it has lots of drama in it too. There is some things going on with Cajun and Creoles in the quarters, and it's kind of riveting. It's kind of like a page turner. So that's why it's my favorite.
And that's one of his earlier
yes.
books mm-hmm. that came before Miss Jane Pittman.
Yes.
Yeah. That's available. Do you all keep copies of books for sale all the time at the Gaines Center?
No, we don't.
You don't. Okay. But people can go and see
yes.
all of the copies and obviously so many translations of his works
yes,
around
21
the world.
Translations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you often have teachers from this area come to the Gaines Center? And if they're teaching their class something about Ernest Gaines, do they come as a resource?
Yes, sometimes they do. Mm-hmm. And we have a really good connection with the UL English department that really, when they're reading Gaines, they really like to send their students or bring their students and really talk about Ernest Gaines.
Right. And I believe you have a PhD graduate student who also works with you in the center.
Yes.
Yeah. If there's anyone interested in, I guess, going into the archives, do they have to set up an appointment? Do they show up at the archives? How does that work?
It is best to email or mm-hmm. Email or call and maybe talk with me about what you're looking for so I can really figure out if that's something that we have or is that something that you may need to go somewhere else or it doesn't exist.
Right, because it's not like going, say, into a public library where you're just flipping through the stacks. Everything has to be sort of arranged.
Yes, and yeah. I watch you with them.
Yes, with these artifacts,
yes.
obviously. That is the Ernest J. Gaines Center, which is here on the UL campus, a very, very special part of the archival holdings of Dupré Library. My guest, Derek Mosley, is the director of the Gaines Center. Now, what is Ernest? I know that Ernest Gaines, in addition to writing, has been very involved in his community, which is the community where he originally came from. Can you tell us about some of his work up there?
Yes. He lives in Pointe-Coupee Parish, and he is originally from from New Roads, and he lives in Oscar now. And he's been, over the last two decades, really working with the cemetery. There was a cemetery that was located in the quarters there, and he actually has been working to reclaim, beautify it. Actually, every year on the last Saturday in October, there's a cemetery cleanup, and he is out there, his wife, all of the family members, community members, they're all out cleaning, painting, cutting branches, mowing, and really restoring that cemetery.
And have they been able to discover the identity of people there who perhaps were not known?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Most of the plots do have headstones.
They're identified.
But there are mm-hmm. some that aren't, and those just mm-hmm. are not able to figure mm-hmm. out.
But they're honoring that and,
yes.
and maintaining that space, which is very close to where he grew up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that... I mean, can people go there? Is there?
They can come to the cemetery cleanup. Mm-hmm. It's open to the public, and it's something that is really good service and really honoring those ancestors.
So if anyone who loves Ernest Gaines and loves reading his books was interested in finding out more about it, do you all have information at the center?
Yes, they can just contact the center.
Okay. Again, that is the Ernest J. Gaines Center here on the UL campus. They are located on the third floor of Dupré Library. Some people may be wondering where they should park if they come on Wednesday, Derek.
We are telling people to park either in the McKinley Street lot, which is across from the student union that's under construction, or the pay lot, which is on Girard Park Circle, which is a surface lot, which is right behind the Earl K. Long Gym.
Okay, and that's very close. It's just right down the block from
Dupré Library.
Yeah, maybe like
Dupré a three-minute walk probably.
Okay, so a couple different places where you can park. That reading will be at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. And I'm sure there are quite a number of high school students who may be interested too. I know they get off of high school about 2:15 in the afternoon. So if they are reading Ernest Gaines, if that's one of their assigned books or they have read him before, this might be an interesting opportunity for them to hear him read.
Yes.
He doesn't get out and do public readings that much anymore.
No, this is definitely one of those once-in-a-lifetime things.
Right. And you mentioned, I think, you know, sometimes we think writers are ageless and they just go on living through their books, but he is 80 years old.
Yes, he turned 80 this year.
Yeah. So a really important thing for those of us who perhaps have not seen him read or would really like to have that experience to take this opportunity this Wednesday.
Yes.
3 o'clock this Wednesday, Ernest Gaines will be reading from two works in progress at the Ernest J. Gaines Center on the UL Lafayette campus. My guest is Derek Mosley, who's director of the Gaines Center. And at some point, we hope to have you back, Derek, to talk more about the center, its mission and vision, and how you all envision the Gaines Center helping both scholars and those of us here on campus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.